The Milwaukee County Zoo's 125-year history has been one of growth and evolution. Today, its site in Wauwatosa is home to more than 3,000 animals, 21 of which are bonobos.
The species of great ape is one of the closest relatives to human beings, sharing 98% of our DNA, and is an endangered species.
WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with the scientist whose efforts to protect bonobos put the zoo on the map. Dr. Gay Reinert says this was not a mission she expected to take on, but it's been a life-changing one.
Dr. Gay Reinarts was a bit distracted. She was just about to head out to her research station.
Oh, yeah, I feel a molting coming on right now, as a matter of fact. A metamorphosis.
The station lies in the interior of Africa, in the heart of the River Congo Basin. Reinarts spends months at a time there.
Anywhere from 2 to 2.5 months in the fall and winter, and then again I go back in the spring for about the same amount of time. We tend to go when the water is a little bit higher. We have to travel by boat.
Reinert's research and the Zoological Society of Milwaukee's Bonobo Biodiversity Program are well respected, with 20-year track records, but it's not the professional path the scientist imagined. Reinarts came to Milwaukee in 1980, a graduate student fresh out of Duke University. A few years later, when the Milwaukee Zoo hired Reinarts, there were no bonobos in sight.
They hired me to do some consulting because my background was in pedigree analysis and genetics. They had some snow leopard issues, and they wanted someone who could analyze the pedigrees of snow leopards.
So how did bonobos push their way into your life?
It's an apt description.
A family-owned zoo in the Netherlands was going out of business and selling their animals, including bonobos.
If anyone was interested in importing them, you had to comply with international trade agreements.
Milwaukee was interested. Once again, Reinhardt's skills came in handy.
It was important to understand the origin. They were wild caught. Where did they come from, etc.? And there had to be some justification for bringing them here.
Milwaukee's justification for bringing bonobos here was to start a breeding program,
which became known as the Bonobo Species Survival Plan. So I supplied the background genetic checks and pedigree analysis that ultimately brought our bonobos to the zoo.
20 years later, the program Reinarts built at the Milwaukee County Zoo has turned into an internationally recognized effort to study and protect the species. But while the bonobos' arrival in Milwaukee set Reinarts' life course, she spends much of her time in their natural habitat. When she's in Wisconsin, Reinarts focuses on writing reports and helping to raise the funds to keep conservation efforts alive at her remote research station.
In the Salonga National Park, in the center of the bonobos' historic range, I would say that that park has probably over 40%, 50% of the world's population. We have been one of the organizations involved in that park since 1997. So the park was virtually unknown at that time.
Over 4 years, Reinarts and colleagues intensely surveyed more than 2,600 square miles of dense rainforest and documented a population of 4,100 bonobos. As work progressed, Reinarts began hiring a local team who run the research station year-round.
And that's what happens when you grow. We have trained a cadre of Congolese researchers who are the ones now in the bush checking for bonobos and counting bonobos and actually looking for their nests in the trees. And then we convert the number of nests to population size.
Reinhardt says of equal importance is training people to protect the animals.
We fully support 3 patrol posts because one of the major threats to bonobos and to the park, to all wildlife in the park, is poaching and bushmeat trade. And close behind it is habitat destruction for whatever purposes, and usually that's slash and burn agriculture.
Bonobos and other great animals such as elephants are inextricably linked to the rainforest they occupy. Reinhardt says their plight proves a window for people to realize how important the huge yet fragile rainforest is to the world.
You take the Salonga National Park. I don't know how much carbon is sequestered in the Salonga National Park, but somebody can do that math. And then they can tell us, for our temperate forests here in Wisconsin, how do those two things compare? What's pumping out more oxygen? What's taking in more carbon dioxide.
Reinartz's work in the heart of the River Congo Basin has woven deep ties between the bonobos, her team in the Salonga National Park, and even the nearby villagers.
As you spend more time in the region, you realize that the local people who border the park, the Salonga National Park, was their ancestral land. And they were moved outside the park when the park was first gazetted. Their needs, they are living at a subsistence level. So their needs are enormous. They really don't have very good, they don't have access to schools.
That's why Reinartz's work extends beyond zoology into the field of community development, as she and her team have helped build schools and create adult literacy classes.
If it weren't for us, those kids would have to walk probably 20 or 30 kilometers just to get to a major center where there are schools that are supported by the state. So they asked me early on to help them with their schools.
Reinhardt says a reciprocal relationship feeds her team.
We would get their produce. So it grew as a small little collaboration into larger and larger collaborations. So now we have a market with them, and we buy the food directly from the local villages. At the same time, we support their schools.
So do the people throw a parade for you when you arrive?
Absolutely.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
What do they call you?
Madame Gay. Yeah. If I do travel, there's always a little roadside gathering. It's all very heartwarming. And it's almost even hard to understand.
Back in Milwaukee and in places around the world, Reinartz is touted for her bonobo work. Recently, the Zoological Society of Milwaukee received a prestigious conservation award. Reinartz quietly cringes, saying she's simply doing the work that needs to be done.
I wish there were more people that were working in this, and I would like to say that if I can do it, other people can do it. We all need to do more of it. I don't really like or enjoy the hero aspect that a lot of people want to place on this, because of all the poor people that are not getting heard in this, I don't want to capitalize on them. And I feel like that if somebody makes my job or my life into some sort of glamorous thing, that is just simply not right. That's at their expense. And so I don't really like it. And I think we have to put that part of that into perspective. It is a job, but it's a meaningful one. And for that, I'm grateful. I've gained more from them than I've ever given. So the people of Congo they've definitely made everything I've done worthwhile.
Since my conversation with Gay Reinartz, she's been to her research station in the Salonga National Park and back. She'll be writing her latest report, talking in her quiet, passionate manner to convince philanthropists and foundations to support the Bonobo and Congo Biodiversity Initiative. Before she knows it, Madame Gay will be back in Africa. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Lake Effect Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can find more about bonobos and Dr. Gay Reinartz at WUWM.com.